Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. All right, before we get into the push-up challenge, we got to talk about our girl Taylor Swift.
My literal queen. This is a contest that I've been pushing for years.
So Breezy and I have the announcement that December 13th, as you know, is Taylor Swift's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And our friends, The Cruel Summer, the live Taylor Swift tribute band, will be performing at Innovation Square right here in Rochester.
Gorgeous, downtown.
On her birthday. Breezy and I will be hosting the event. We're very excited about this.
Yes.
Show is for all ages, and tickets are almost sold out. And you have a chance to win them right here on PXY Mornings. You have to be caller 8 when you hear two Taylor Swift songs back to back. This is for Taylor Tuesdays. We're doing it every Tuesday leading up to the actual show.
Very excited for that. And just so you guys know, this is not going to be just like an average Cruel Summer concert. There's going to be a pre-party. There's going to be the concert. There's going to be an after party. And this is for all ages. So get your tickets now before they sell out, or win your way in here on PXY Mornings.
That's right. All right, guys, let's do it. Get down and give me 15. Last week, I was taking a ton of crap from both Breezy and intern Hannah.
Well,
because the Mayo Clinic, they posted guidelines for how many push-ups men and women should be able to do. Depending on their age,
mm-hmm.
all the way from age 25 to 65. Being healthy is all about diet, cardio, lifestyle choices, etc. However, they had said if you are in the age of, if you're 40, which I am, you should be able to do at least 15 push-ups, which
yeah.
will consider you to be in the pretty healthy.
Healthy-ish.
Yeah.
Fit-ish.
And I said, I can crush 15. And they were like, absolutely not. I was like, I can absolutely crush 15 push-ups. I'm not talking about knee push-ups.
I just
good
don't,
form,
I just
regular push-ups.
I don't know. I mean, listen, Hannah and I are on the same side of, I don't think it's possible for you. And the only way we're going to find out if it is we're going to do it live on air.
Let's turn these on. And then we should just tape this to have this for record, because I'm saying yes, 15 push-ups is definitely doable. And I would even go as far to say, I think I could probably do 30.
No.
Granted, I haven't done them in a while.
I don't.
But I could do 30 push-ups.
I would probably stopple your head.
All right.
Should we do it now?
Yeah, we'll tape this. We'll put it on our socials.
All right.
No, the stakes are high. If I do 30 push-ups, you owe me something. Well, let's make it. What's the wager here? We need this to be a friendly bet. If I do 30 push-ups, I'm doubling it. You don't think I could do 15? Let's say if I do 30.
Okay, I'm not worried. Yeah, I'll give you.
You owe me lunch.
Yeah, I'll give you the Giants gift card back.
No. Why can't you just come and have a meal with me?
Yeah. I'll give you a gift card somewhere so you and a friend can go out.
Okay, great.
Perfect. Let's do it.
All right, let me get ready. I'm going to
Hannah.
Take my hoodie off.
Are you gonna record it? And I'm going to sit here on the mic and do commentary.
Okay.
Oh, I love when we do things on air that require us to not be near a microphone whatsoever.
All right, I feel pretty good about this.
All
I've
right.
been walking a lot.
He's been oh, God, not the sweatband.
Sweatband's going
not
on.
Not the sweatband.
All right. I need to do, 30. They don't think I can do 15 push-ups. I say I'm going to try and crush at least 30.
All right. Okay. Let's do it.
All right, Hannah, we good to go?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me when.
When?
One,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Your arms are going out, chicken arms. Get them by your side. This is poor form. I'm not counting anymore. The form is off. It's not great.
30 push-ups.
Yeah, I don't
know.
That
was perfect form, actually.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No,
that was great form.
I go to the gym every day. You don't. I know push-up form. They have to be by your side.
Come over here.
They can't be chicken arms.
All right, come over here. Do a push-up for me.
I already said openly on the
show. Do one push-up for me. Come over here. I want to see how you do a push-up. What's your form? Okay. And you're on your knees.
No, I am. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, get down. Do one push-up. Yep. How is that any different than what I was doing?
This is what you
were doing. I just wanted to let you guys know, in my opinion, I crushed it. Thank you so much. I'm not going to lie. Those are not easy to do. But I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. So there you have it.
You can tell from the panting. Yes, absolutely.
And by the way, I was looking at this too. And it says the Mayo Clinic says if you are at the age of 21,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to do 20 to 25 push-ups to be in the healthy range. I was like, you know, why push-ups? Why not like run 3 miles in 12 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, push-ups aren't really even like, they're fine, but they're an arm workout. You know what I mean?
Hannah, what are your thoughts? You were the one taping. Do you think I crushed it, or do you think my form was off?
I think the form was a little off.
Yeah.
It's how I've always done push-ups.
Come to the gym with me. I'll show you.
I don't want to go.
They'll welcome you with open arms. I'm going to Google push-up form, then we'll go from there.
All right.
But thank you. I mean, you did. I mean, you crushed it. You just, your elbows were chicken elbows. It's okay.
Well,
there's always tomorrow.
No, I used to be able to do these on my thumbs too back when I was in the military. And then I got kicked out.
The military.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I did my best.
You crushed it. You absolutely crushed it.
I was doing these 6 months ago and I was like, honestly, I could do this all day long. Apparently, I've been doing it wrong for my whole entire life. So thank you guys for tuning in.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Remember Bayside Pub?
Yeah.
The Watering Hole in Webster?
Yeah.
So popular. A lot of people went. A lot of people enjoyed. A lot of people pulled their boats up. And it closed in January of 2022 when the town implemented a flood mitigation to it. And they were like, this isn't really the safest. And, you know, that worked up the land about 7 feet due to all of the shifting of the water and the land. And the restaurant was ultimately taken down. So nearly 3 years later, will we ever see a restaurant there again? That's what the people of Webster are asking. And the city, the town, I should say, they're giving them a couple of options here. So that includes the town could contribute to the cost of a new facility. The town could pay a bond back in 15 years' time that will allow someone to operate what's going to be there, and then they can pay that back. The town can sell the property and allow for a private build there,
mm-hmm.
or the town can lower the monthly cost and kind of have that area there for food trucks, mobile vendors, things of that nature. So there was a huge sale that was going to take place. It didn't happen. Obviously, it fell through. There was a lot of conversation about it. Investors were thinking about building there. But to develop it, it would have costed $2.6 million on the low end. And with all the things that were happening with the water and the land, they were just like, I don't really know if that's the safest option, but the people of Webster are chomping at the bit for their little Bayside pub to be coming back there.
That place was awesome.
It was awesome.
Great burgers. Pull your boat right up there. Have yourself a Saturday afternoon.
I mean, I'm looking at the photo of it right now. It does look like it was collapsing, but these things happen.
Yeah, well, you know, they do happen when you're building anything on the water like that.
Yeah, but Bayside Pub, is it coming back? Well, we don't know. But what we do know is that there's options and there's talks, and it's not just going to...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Fall to the wayside, no pun intended.
Coming up on the show, I know, Breezy, you've been complaining about this for quite some time. Thanksgiving is next week. It lands on the 28th. It's close to December. That's fine.
No, it's not.
Why?
It's not fine. I feel like justice for Thanksgiving, you know? And it's just every single year there's always something that's going to bump it down the totem pole of importance. And I'm here to give justice for Thanksgiving, honestly. And this one thing is going to be happening this year that might not have happened years prior because of the date. What is it? We'll tell you next.
98PXY. See her live.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show, you guys. 51 for the high today, 19th of November. It is Tuesday. But it's also Taylor Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
So when you hear two Taylor Swift songs back to back, be caller 8, and you are getting hooked up with a pair of tickets to go see Cruel Summer, the live tribute band. Breezy and I are going to be hosting this event at Innovation Square, December 13th, which is Taylor Swift's birthday. So when you hear those two Taylor songs back to back, that's your cue to call and be caller 8.
You got to call. You got to do it. And listen, I am very excited about this, but first order of business before we get to December is Thanksgiving, okay?
Sure.
And Thanksgiving is next Thursday. We got a couple of days here, 10 days until Thanksgiving, and I'm very excited. I really do like Thanksgiving. I said it, I think it was on Friday. It's a very chill, laid-back holiday. It has a lot of range. It's very versatile. You can work out in the morning with the turkey trot. You can eat a beautiful meal, a lot of protein. You can nap, rest, relax, hang out with family, not hang out with family. I love a post-turkey nap more than anyone
in
the whole world.
I do.
And I don't think that Thanksgiving gets the credit that it deserves. I feel like it's constantly overshadowed by Christmas and Black Friday and just all this
politics.
It's just crazy. And I have always been a huge believer, justice for Thanksgiving. And every year I go on this rant, justice for Thanksgiving. Why are we starting Christmas music? Why aren't we giving Thanksgiving its moment? It's one day. You can't just let sleeping dogs lie for one day. And everyone's always giving me pushback. No, Breeze, we have to start playing Mariah Carey the second November 1st hits, yada, yada. And that's fine. That's your prerogative. And I've been pushing for this campaign for quite some time now. And I feel a little bit defeated this year because Thanksgiving is so late.
Well, it's every Black Friday that most people I know start with the decorations, the Christmas decorations. How many of you actually do that? You wait until Black Friday.
Right.
And that's fine. That's the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
So now you got 4 weeks of decorations.
100%. And I just feel like, now that Thanksgiving is the 28th, it's essentially in December, A lot of people are putting up their Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving comes. And I know people do that anyways. This is not like an uncommon thing. For my family specifically, my mom typically waits until after Thanksgiving to put up the Christmas tree.
Okay.
I just was with her the other day and she was texting my aunt and she goes, hey, just a heads up, the Christmas tree is going to be up this year for Thanksgiving. And my aunt texted her back and was like, hey, that's totally understandable. Like, it's very late this year. We're probably going to get ours too. And now I just feel absolutely defeated because it's like there's not enough room in the house.
The drama.
No, there's not enough room in the house to host all these people, have this massive tree.
How massive is the tree?
It's massive.
8 feet wide? What?
10-foot tree.
Oh, you're so full of crap.
It's 10 feet. Maybe 15. I don't know.
It's not. You don't have 15-foot ceilings.
Right.
Maybe you do in your parents' house. I don't know. But listen, it's okay. Your mom wants to put up the tree. Let her put up the tree.
I just feel like nobody cares. Nobody wants to be the voice for Thanksgiving. Nobody wants to step out of line. Everyone wants to just dive to Christmas. And I'm going to be the voice of the people. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's important to give Thanksgiving its moment. I'm so sick and tired of people running out of Thanksgiving dinner to go to Walmart to get a deal. It's like greedy. It's not right.
Oh, man.
This is about giving thanks.
Tradition.
This is about being with your family. And you're running out at 4 p.m. to go to Walmart for a doorbuster?
Yeah.
Nope. Not for me. Not doing it.
Love being first in line.
I will not be a part of this.
I love it. I will say this, though. Christmas is the only time you need to really be pissed off here is when people do put the Christmas ornaments up and they leave them up all year round until next Christmas.
Or they turn their tree into, well, now it's an MLK tree. And now it's a Valentine's Day tree. And now it's a St. Patrick's Day tree and an Easter tree. It's like, take the tree down, Patricia.
Now,
take
I know
the tree down.
How important the holidays are, especially for your family. And this is something, I don't know, we started talking about this and I got thinking that Christmas in my home, and my dad used to say this for years, Christmas has always been Christmas because of my mom. There's a tree in every room. The living room, there's a small one in the dining room, there's one in the hallway, there's one in the family room. It's just, and you know, my dad would always say, you know, be thankful because the home is the way it is, and it feels like Christmas because of your mom.
Period.
And I know a lot of us probably feel that way, but it's so true because, you know, I got a lot of buddies that their mother passed away not too long ago, and worst time of their life.
Yeah,
sure. It is a blessing if you still have both of your parents. Don't take it for granted because Christmas is for me one of the most special holidays ever. And I think it's because of my mom. And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, I kind of wanted to do something special for her this year. I don't know what that was.
Let's broadcast on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, last year I got her a shake weight. So that was a huge hit.
You know, you know what's hilarious? Every year your mom tries to cancel Christmas, the gifts of Christmas.
She does.
In the exchange. And she's like, we're actually just going to go to the soup kitchen instead.
Yeah.
We're going to go on a cruise.
Since 93. She's like, no presents. This year we're doing a family cruise. And we're going to go to the soup kitchen. No, we're not. We've never done it. We probably never will. I mean, listen, you and I, we dive right into charities. You know what I mean? I feel I've done my part.
It's like I bleed for charities. I'm never not bleeding. You know what I mean?
But
constantly bleeding.
Yeah, so we're probably not going to go feed the homeless or go on a cruise. But I was like, you know,
I've already done that.
Christmas is very special in our house, and we have my mother to thank for that. And I know a lot of you probably feel the exact same way.
My mom pops all the way off. She goes full send for Christmas. I did not get that gene or trait or love from her. I don't believe in Christmas decorations. I'm anti-Christmas decoration for my personal apartment. I'm not wasting the money. Who am I decorating for? No one's coming over.
I have a palm tree and I just put, I hung balls on it. Ornaments, sorry. Hannah. Hey,
turn.
Hannah. What's
not you teabagging the Christmas tree.
Is your mother the same way when it comes to the holidays?
No, because she doesn't like gifts.
What?
But she doesn't decorate the house?
We all do as a family. Like
sure.
It's a very fun holiday for us, but it's also very stressful because we can never get her the right thing.
Right. Yeah, well, that's the thing. My mom, we don't do this as a family. Everything's got to look like a Raymore and Flanagan showroom. So this is a beautiful tree with white linen.
She's bagging in a 16-wheeler for no reason. She's like, come on, the Christmas decorations are coming. Yeah, that's crazy.
But I think when I have my own family, I'm going to do the pickle tradition. You hide the pickle inside the Christmas tree, and the person who finds it, I don't know, they get some stupid prize.
That's not real. What?
Yeah, it is.
My family does it. Yeah, the pickle.
I mean, but we have an ornament.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Oh, you're not using a real pickle? I thought it was a dill pickle. Okay, so there's ornaments for this type of thing. What do you do when the person that finds it? Shut up. What do you do?
Nothing. You do nothing, but the pickle is in the tray.
But yeah, you're finding it for a reason. The stakes are high.
I don't know. I've never looked. I just know it goes in the back, up top, for some reason. We'll have to look into that at a later day.
We'll totally look into that.
98PXY.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.